the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Nothing really comes to mind right about now. You know, I had a woman once tell me, man, that I can't eat no pussy.
Damn.
So I told me to stop. Just stop.
I told her I didn't know what I was doing. I guess she didn't believe me.
She said, but I mean, later on, she taught me. You know, she taught a motherfucker. She was my teacher.
I mean,
so when she first asked me, say that.
How old were you?
Shit, I was in my 20s.
Damn, motherfucker told you that in your 20s?
Yeah, the first time I ever done it, man. I ain't never done it before. I mean,
hold on, what? So you gonna tell me the first time you ever ate pussy was you was in your 20s?
On my grandmama, dog, straight up. That's real. In my 20s, dude.
Early 20s,
I don't even remember, man. It had to be the earliest, I guess. I don't remember the exact year it was. But that's what she told me, man.
Nigga, please!
Nah, man. I put that on my grandmama, dog, straight up.
I know. I feel you. I feel you.
She said you can't eat no pussy. But she also, in the same breath, she said, I'm going to teach you.
Who's
talented teacher? She.
Well, I think I'm an expert now.
So now you're an expert at eating pussy.
Hell yeah, I'm an expert now. I mean, I took her teachings, grouped them with some other teachings. She can't tell me shit, man. Like Eddie Griffin said, I'll munch that motherfucker down. Mwah. M-U-A-H, goddammit. Mwah.
Okay. Well, I mean, damn. So, I mean, well, all right, well then, all right, now, you saying that, so you ain't never heard nobody tell you that your dick game was fucked up then, right? You ain't never had that.
Not to my face. I'm pretty sure I had it, but I ain't never had it to my face. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never been in my face, but I'm pretty sure it happened. I mean, because I don't think you can satisfy everybody every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might be stressing out over some shit. You can't satisfy every woman every single time. So I'm pretty sure it came up, but I ain't hear about it. So I got to say no on that one.
If you ain't hear about it, maybe you did all right, John.
No.
I mean, so in other words, you pretty much knew you did some terrible shit. You pretty much knew.
Oh, yeah. On purpose. Once it was on purpose.
I'm about to say, all of them.
You gave a bad performance on purpose?
On purpose.
Okay. Well, please explain. Why would you give a bad performance on purpose?
Well, I told you all about that one already, man. That was old girl. Then we met at the bar. She kept playing fucking games all night. You know, remember that conversation? We had that conversation on the show before.
I got drink, goddammit. I don't remember everything you say.
Well, just put it this way, man. It was on purpose. It was horrible. I couldn't wait to finish.
Oh, man. I know this is totally out the way, but hey, it just entered my mind, man. I gotta say a happy birthday to my firstborn. One more year, you out of daddy's pocket, baby. Happy birthday, Keisha. One more year.
Get more expensive. Happy birthday, Kay.
Hey, well, at least I ain't gotta pay it to her mama.
Yeah. That's
I told you, man, you need to look into that, dog, because mine stops at graduation. That's it. College or not, mine stops at graduation.
Right, and like I said, any money, yeah, I looked into my paperwork, man. They said, I'm 18, hey. But, I mean, you know, I never turn my back on my daughter, but I ain't obligated to pay the mama a damn thing no more.
True. That's true. That's very true. Well, but we ain't going to turn into that situation, dog. We're going to stay away from that one tonight.
But I ain't got no answers, man. I done told y'all all my good shit. I ain't got no answers. I got no responses. Nothing. What's up? I mean, y'all just some perfect lovers, huh?
Maybe I'm never
in my face and shit. I don't know.
If it was said, it was never in my face. I mean, shit. I done pretty much been able to come back to everyone that I didn't hit.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, like, some people play video games, some people good at video games, some people good at other things.
Well, I give you that one, man, but, you know, I figure, you know we are grown.
All right, and I mean, I'm being dead serious. I mean, you was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I'm not saying it in a bad way, man. I'm just saying you was a late bloomer.
Old white guy.
I'm not trying to be a wise ass, man, but anybody that know that you was a late bloomer. You jumped off the porch kind of late, bro.
Man, I lost my virginity in high school, dude. What you talking about?
Huh?
After I lost my virginity in high school. Y'all was fucking in junior high?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I mean, on a regular basis.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it makes me a late bloom. I'm okay. What about the 18-year-old that's a virgin today? I think that's great.
You said what now?
I know a kid that's 18 right now and ain't never had sex a day in his life. I think that's fucking great.
A guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think it is. But a lot of other people do. I mean, he get a lot of flack.
I imagine he would.
You know, he get that, oh, he must be gay. I think that's bullshit, man. If he was my son, I'd be snapping on the motherfuckers.
No, I mean, honestly, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
But you're not sure?
No, I'm not 100% sure.
Do he have gay tendencies?
Right, do
you No. I mean, he has like a straight-up regular 18-year-old kid to me. But that's just me. But, I mean, even if he was, it still wouldn't, it shouldn't matter.
If he's gay, hold it in as long as you can.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think he is. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people is like, you know, well, he ain't never had sex, so he must be gay. Why is that like the first fucking thing a motherfucker say? Because a motherfucker ain't never fucked before. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker might be saving himself, man, for that special girl, man. You know what I mean?
And they
got shit out here that'll kill your ass nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, true. You know, everything you're saying is true, man. I can't knock that. But, I mean, you got to look at the society we in now, man. I mean, just the way, I mean, I didn't make the rules of the world up. I just try to follow them. I mean, it's a fucked up thing. Yeah, you're right. It is fucked up that, you know, if you, because he chooses to save himself, he get round up on him.
Criticized.
Right, I mean, hey.
Well, I think it's great, man. And I'm glad that he saying fuck society. He ain't no follower. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to do what everybody else is doing. I think that's good, man. I think that's good character in that kid. This is my opinion.
We know a motherfucker that's 40-something that shit. I still believe that he ain't got none yet.
What was that? Somebody that I know?
Man,
oh, my God. You slow. He's slow himself.
Damn.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Well, I guess I'm slow. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. I don't know nobody that fit that category.
Don't worry about it, bro. You know, I mean, we don't have to start giving you just memo cards before the show starts.
Yeah, don't have to, man.
Don't check no matter what.
My brain ain't functioning right, man. I'm in pain.
We got a
how you doing, Janine?
Hello, how are you?
What's cracking?
I'll be doing better when I get on that pitches.
What?
I'll be doing better when I get my pitches.
Oh yeah.
I mean, cause I wouldn't take the site and win none of them now.
Yes, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a shot of this tequila and marinate on that. Alright, okay. Check this out today. Now we just sitting here talking at my man's here. He says that, well, I guess he asked the question, what was the worst thing that someone ever said to you sexually?
Said about you sexually.
You said sexually?
Yeah. Like, damn. Like, your pussy dry, or you ain't enough, or... I mean, he's the only one by himself, but, have you experienced any of that? She even got a thing.
See, that's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. Excuse my French, but another perfect fucker.
What?
We know perfect fuckers out there.
He said we perfect fuckers, but we ain't got no complaints.
Come on, man. You can't set aside everybody every single time you fuck, man. Come on, now. Let's be real, now.
Like you said, man. Like you said, if it was said, I didn't hear it. I mean, that's all. If it was said, I didn't hear it, man. But like I told you, some people are good at video games. Some people are good at other things. Like, you know, you could play that. What was that one video game, good as hell?
We got new calls to the show. Carl, what's happening? Is this way low? Who we got? Who is this?
I'm trying to give a call.
I guess they had pushed one, but I guess they didn't want to talk. So, go ahead. They had pushed one. People, you got to push one if you want to be on the show.
Okay, man. I mean, seriously.
Okay, I had a complaint. I found a one.
What was that? The 2X?
That damn waterfall.
That is never a complaint. They said I wanted to have sex too much.
That's not a complaint.
No, that's not a complaint.
Okay, well, that's all I got.
I mean, I'll tell you more of what I'm talking about. Okay, I had one once tell me that I can't eat pussy.
Oh, that's just
to my face.
Oh, that's just
why I was doing it.
Wait a minute, can I ask you something, dog? How did that make you feel?
He didn't make me feel shit. I told her front I didn't know how to do it. She didn't believe me. I tried to do the shit they did in the movies. But apparently I wasn't doing it right.
Well,
like just stop.
So you know, that's crazy.
I mean, you know what, man?
You know, at some point you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
Already went that route.
I mean, I ain't even heard that from a woman myself. That's crazy.
You heard a woman say that before?
I said, no, I have never heard that said to me by a woman.
Damn, she said she can even satisfy a woman better than you.
She was back then. I give you run for your money now. I've been practicing, goddammit.
Oh.
But damn, you just.
I mean, that didn't fuck with your pride at all.
No, it didn't, man. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing in the first place, man. So this shit hurt my feelings because I told up front. I don't know how to do it. You just
what
train anyway.
Why did you get down there?
She asked me to.
I mean,
I think she thought I was bullshitting when I told her. So she found out the hard way. Ain't my fault. I mean, she was a little upset, but shit, I told her up front. Can't blame me. She was heated too, boy. She was hot.
So what about the one chick?
What
did she say anything?
No, she didn't say shit to my face.
No, you know the one I'm talking about, right?
No, who you talking about?
The one that you took the four strokes and.
Oh, no, she didn't say nothing to my face neither.
She just wanted to go home?
I guess. Her situation was different, though. Her situation was straight up stressful.
What do you mean? That's too much stress, bruh.
I ain't
a yeah, I mean.
Stress.
Well, she say that never happened, so.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Janine?
Nothing.
I always thought sex was a stress reliever.
Right.
No, it depends on the situation and the setting, man. I was just in a bad setting. I wasn't in a good setting.
Oh, no, I ain't never had no bad setting in sex. I haven't given it.
You haven't
toys
up
locker room.
Girlfriend's father house. That's a bad setting.
That was.
Well, I mean, okay. Now, you know, we've talked about this, but the one question I don't think I ever asked you is, why did you take her there?
I didn't have nowhere else to take. I didn't have no money for no hotel, no shit like that. Where else was I supposed to take her?
Shit, if that was the case, you could have put her in the car or something.
She had a kid with her. A kid was with her.
But you knew that wasn't going
to be. Put the kid outside.
Front seat. Give him a bottle, let him go to sleep.
No, that little motherfucker wasn't going to sleep. Straight up.
Motherfucker
was only doing shit. I'm like, man.
Oh, I get
that.
This is bad. Y'all put him outside.
No, we put him outside the door, but he was in the house.
All right, unsupervised outside the door.
Man, that little motherfucker was beating the hell out that door, man.
Mama.
Right. You don't worry about her walking in. It's her father's house. She can come in any time. Damn. But she was so nice, man. I just had to take a chance, man. I hate I fucked that chance up, but shit.
Yeah,
but can't never say I ain't hit it, though.
Do you even count that as a hit? One,
yeah,
two,
I mean,
three.
Can't count that as a hit.
One, two, three. It's over? You really count that?
I count that like a motherfucker.
That's about as worth as one of our boys getting caught. Hey, Cass, remember one of our boys was told he fucked like a broke down washing machine?
Yeah, that was fucked. That motherfucker was fucking like a broke down washing machine. Oh, man.
That shit was hilarious.
It's funny how y'all can remember what other motherfuckers said, but y'all can't remember what said about y'all.
Hey, man, I had practice. I had a lot of practice. I started from humping to penetrating, so I guess I got good.
I mean, we didn't wait to high school to start, man. I mean, shit.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
started playing doctor in the house. I did that shit early.
Right.
Picture perfect. Hey, but we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. We'll bring you in. Sunshine, what a while. I'll see you on there.
I'm not saying I'm picture perfect, but, dog, I was taught how to tongue kiss at, what, six? I mean, shit, it was just something that was just going on. I mean, you know, I was developing my craft at an early age.
Okay.
I mean, where's you? Like I said, you got off the porch kind of late.
Whatever. But see, I can be honest with my shit.
Look, can't help it. You was still in junior varsity. while we was on the varsity team.
Yeah, I played JV ball.
Some people was just made for junior varsity first, man. All
right, you got to call. That's all.
You'll enjoy your varsity.
Damn, man.
Why do you let them talk about you like this?
I don't have. You know what? Maybe I'm just an honest motherfucker, Janice. I'm just honest with mine. I don't gotta hide shit. You feel me?
Oh.
Maybe,
okay.
Practicing
right.
With yourself so much.
You're right. Right. That was the problem. Like the fucking movies. See, looking at the movies all the time.
Yeah.
No, they're
on TV. The
right.
Wiggly lines. You couldn't see that pussy, what it really looked like. You thought it really looked like wiggly lines down there.
you
look in the wrong line.
Yeah, they said.
I would I wonder how I would be taking one of them pills.
Now, let me explain.
You trying to kill somebody?
For the women, yeah, it's you know, it does that, but at the same time, it keeps you wet. So you probably fuck around and drown them.
Dude, be, you know, I'm saying, dude, drown. He gonna need a life preserver or something.
He'll fuck around and drown the motherfucker.
Stop it! Cut it off! Cut it off!
Drown! He drowned. What did he drown at? Come on, baby. What?
Oh,
she's trying to say she's innocent. Like, nah, you didn't get this motherfucker on purpose.
Yeah, is that a murder charge? Or since you didn't plan it, that'll be what it aggravated assault?
No, crime of passion.
Crime of passion?
Crime of passion.
Ooh, don't sit on his face.
Right.
Right. Now, he's like, I can't breathe. Put it out your fucking ears.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I'm wet enough.
Yeah, you leave them pills alone.
Yeah, you don't fuck with the pills, girl. Just leave them alone. Leave them alone. All right, we got people listening in, man. Y'all want to say something? Press one. Let's get this party started. You know what I'm saying? Time, what's good, man? I mean, you know, we gonna go and let you. We gonna ease up off you a little bit, man.
Fuck y'all, man. That's what's going on.
Why so serious?
I mean, fuck
all y'all.
Well, not false.
But I do want to go back to the female. I didn't know they had a female version of that pill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never
yeah.
knew that.
Actually, it's pink.
Really?
Yeah, they pink.
I mean, okay, but what exactly, what else does it do besides make you super wet? I mean, what, it keeps them horny?
Yeah, it enhances their sex drive.
Mm. Damn. My sex drive will be like.
So if you already got a high one, you pop on those pills, you basically going to be unsatisfied.
I know.
Hold on, we got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening? Hello.
Hi.
I guess they don't want to come.
I hung up.
Oh.
They don't want to talk. They want to listen.
I mean, seriously, though. I mean, okay. Well, let me ask you something. As a woman, I mean, you know, I seen you had a birthday that just passed, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of up in age now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, motherfucker. Don't go there. No, but seriously. Like us. We everybody know there's no secret. For us, it's like, hey, when we feel like we can't satisfy no more, we go get the Viagra. We hey, motherfucker feel like, hey, I go pop a blue diamond and be good. I mean, as a woman, I mean, it's like, okay, just say if you got the sexual drive, but, you know what I'm saying, it ain't getting wet down there like it used to. I mean, would you feel embarrassed to have to go get some female Viagra?
Would I be embarrassed?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, in the beginning.
I wouldn't.
A lot of men, you know what I'm saying, a lot of men be like, I ain't got to take that shit. But in all actuality, they do. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? You know, especially like, okay, my age. Yeah, I would probably feel a little awkward if I had to go get Viagra. I really would. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to say that I wouldn't. I would feel awkward. I would feel, I guess, somewhat embarrassed if I had to actually, you know, my sex life based on Viagra. I would feel kind of embarrassed. I mean, unless it's like, you know, unless I got some type of, you know, maybe popular or something like that. And even still, shit, my shit is going to be high because I'm not taking nothing that's going to stop me. I'm just saying. I see we got my man Willow. Willow, what's good?
Hey, what's good, man?
Tell him.
Too much apple. I
what it is, I'm what it is.
All right, man. From a woman's point of view, I just want to know. Would a woman be embarrassed? Because, I mean, you know, you're like, okay, like you think the type of woman that be like, okay, I pride myself on my sex game. Now, all of a sudden, now your sex game is whacking. I mean,
too much going on this iPhone, man. It's all kind of shit.
What is that?
Willow, you in a meeting? No, I'm in the studio. Oh. We got in the studio together. We upgraded our studio and everything. So everybody down here trying to see what's going on.
Okay.
That's what's up. So now back to the question at hand. Denise, so that it wouldn't bother you?
No, because it wouldn't be like I would actually tell somebody that I'm taking, or if that was something I had to do.
Okay, so what if I found them? What if I found them? What if I, you know, I went in the medicine cabinet? You know how y'all do, how y'all be looking through people's medicine cabinet. But, you know, what if I went through yours and I seen your little pink diamonds?
I mean, you know what they are. I mean, then I'll tell you.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, I was just wondering what a lot of women feel embarrassed about it.
No, I mean, I think I would just be embarrassed if my stuff started to dry up. I'd be like, okay, what's going on? Because that shit ain't never happened before. I mean, my stuff is just always wet. I never knew that women's stuff could be dry like that. I never knew that until I talked to guys before. I thought all women's stuff was wet like mine.
Yeah.
Hell no. It could be dry for hair or dozen.
Yeah.
You talking about fresh hell. You got the rubber, and then you trying to get in that dry shit. That shit don't work. Motherfuckers be leaving out of there with goddamn rubber burns and shit.
You done popped off.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask a question to the guys then. Okay, if that happened, isn't that a blow to your ego? You can't get away.
Hell no. You goddamn lick your damn fingers. Get that shit wet. Where there's a will, there's a way. Go see a doctor.
Y'all don't think nothing's wrong with that when their stuff is not wet?
I mean, some women just can't produce juices like that, though.
I ain't never seen no shit like that before. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, some women just can't produce juices like that. I'll be watching, what is that, the Dr. Sue Johansson chick?
Yeah. I mean, you be on that too, huh, dog?
Hell yeah. That's why I am the way I am. She be
right,
telling all the spots.
Right. She showed me a spot, dog. Hey. I'm telling you, you ain't watched the show.
I go for that spot every time.
I already know what you're talking about. You didn't get it done. Nothing secret all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to show you how good of a sport I am. All the time when the show over, I'm going to tell you what to do.
Only you tell me shit, motherfucker.
Don't feel beefing. Why, man, I felt a lot of animosity on the other end of this phone.
I felt animosity towards that, but do I got to break y'all up?
Alright, what's up with you, man? What's all this animosity?
Fuck y'all.
Taking all this air info, Claude.
Fuck y'all.
I'm just saying, man. Dog, I'm telling you, this is the ultimate weapon. You learn this technique, dog, you got it. You got to breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What's the technique, man?
I told you.
Can't tell everybody, man.
I tell y'all that. But I guarantee you this. You do it right, you be sucking your dick and making your biscuits from scratch.
Biscuits from scratch?
Yeah, though. Yeah.
All right, well, hey.
I ain't
never been against learning something new.
Oh, well, see, now he heard me.
I'm up for it. Nothing else but some biscuits from scratch. Fuck anything else you said. Yeah, teach me that shit.
Hey, he just bypassed the fact that I said she sucked your dick. He said biscuits from scratch.
Fuck your dick. Like, I'm going to put some goddamn biscuits.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, we gonna rap about this technique, dog, man. For real, I'm telling you.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Wait, look, no, sorry, they should have fight in the studio.
Nah, man. Just
hold
up, shit.
We got a new caller. Damn it. All these damn motherfuckers that keep pressing one. Look, if you want to talk, talk. If not, quit pressing the goddamn button and hanging up.
Damn, you
okay? I'm away. Oh, I know. But damn, man, they keep pressing the button as soon as I click on the hang up on me, man. Goddamn. Mm.
Wait, look, did you get your pictures, man? Did I get my pictures, man.
Oh, you didn't get your pictures, man.
You all lost?
Yeah, I'm bored. They on some bullshit, dog.
I already said somebody needs to come take my pictures. I don't have a problem with taking pictures and putting them on there, but I can't take full body pictures of myself.
Right. They will be on that.
Huh?
They will be on that tomorrow.
Wait, both
nah.
of y'all is
lying.
Nah, right, hold on, man. Hold that thought, man. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
What's
Father Sam, you be trying to be funny. You see me calling in, so you're going to try to bring up some pictures. You got me messed up.
No, I didn't even know it was you. Shut up.
How come you keep on coincidentally doing that?
John, I ain't know it was you, straight up.
That's like a coincidence. Every time I just picked up the phone and pushed one, as soon as I did that, I heard you talk about, hey, did y'all get y'all pictures me?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, it just worked out like that.
Will appear. What's going on, Sean? You need to go and get that man his pictures.
Listen to you. Instigator number two.
He gave you an easy way out.
Instigate. Let me do this. I got this. Believe that.
Yeah, he gave you the nicest way out, too. You just said put on something sexy and have a thing say I lost the best away.
You going to keep on instigating?
I'm just saying, me personally, I'm going to have your asshole up in there. All right, butt naked, there you go.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, you get my message?
No.
check your inbox.
And you send me a message.
Yep.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Get your ass on SinCity.Spruce.com. You will.
I swear, I'm going to do it as soon as I get off the phone. And then I'm going to send a message to Cass and Father Tan.
That is you, Masandra, right? Masandra or something like that?
Who?
Masandra.
Baby, I don't know that nigga.
And she really don't know him. That's the crazy part about it. She don't know him.
She done walked in the house. Hey, she done walked in the house and he's sitting there. He's sitting there with his head down, saying his prayer.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God lift his hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn our whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
It's over.
Damn, man, we trying to stay out of that kind of shit.
You say what?
I say we trying to stay out of that kind of shit. I want Waylo to fuck y'all over. Just push one. The monarch is everything goes, but god damn.
Somebody
posted a little taste in it. It's on the Sin City page.
Somebody posted on Sin City?
On the Sin City Facebook page.
Oh, man. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was on there, man.
I don't want to see nobody.
What the hell was up, man? I mean, come on.
Not only did they kill him, they castrated him.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
And why would you post some shit like that? There was another picture of a dude that had surgery to make his ass bigger or some shit.
What?
Yeah. It was another picture on Facebook where the motherfucker had surgery and his ass was like, you see his ass from the front, and it was a dude. What the fuck is wrong with him? He's gay as fuck. That's what was wrong with him.
Maybe I'm not understanding what you're saying, Waylo.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
He had an ass surgery, Nicki Minaj kind of type surgery, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Nicki Minaj surgery.
Okay. I seen that one. That was funny.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj had ass surgery.
No.
Yes, she did.
No, she
didn't. Her whole body fake.
Hey, I don't think it's going to bump.
Now, here's a $1 million question. Here's a $1 million question.
You're true.
What you say?
I said $1 million question. Would you hit it?
Oh, most definitely. Fake ass.
Exactly.
And all shit.
Exactly.
I didn't say it didn't look good. I do it for free.
Say, like, what Lil Wayne talking? I'll tell you pay for them titties.
Mm-mm. Oh, Lil Wayne got too many problems as it is. He don't need to be messed with nobody else's titties.
Okay, now look at man. I'm gonna tell y'all now. I'm looking at this picture, right? I'm gonna post this picture on SinCity.Spoon.com. I'm gonna post this picture in a few minutes. So whenever y'all get a chance, y'all. Man, this girl got the biggest motherfucking areolas you ever want to see in your life.
Do she got nipples?
Dog, man, these look like big giant herpes kisses. God damn.
And you know, motherfuckers that got them damn pizza size areolas ain't got no damn nipples.
No, she got nipples. Look like they.
That's
did
not
hot
true.
Fuckers
talking about the West Side. Can't you hear my heartbeat? That motherfucking West Side. Test me, you test God.
Fuck the West Side. Oh. From the East Side, nope. My heart doesn't act right.
Oh, that's the new guy?
Yeah, I got Act Right down here, CEO Buddha G.
Yeah, spit like
I'm Asian baby from Fam Team.
Top five, I'm harder than the most of them. Matter of fact, short of
the male's probably top five.
Hey,
I'm going to have to get them to call in.
Right. Hey, y'all ever seen Paper Soldiers when the old boy just keep rapping like, yeah, we got to hurry up and get this nigga in the studio. Damn, everything he says is alert.
Hey. God,
no,
do not call this
fucking
that. The right
there. I
gotta grab this
flashlight.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Oh, that looks so sexy. I almost stepped out. We finally got a, man, we just bought a damn Mac and shit, man. Damn Mac is giving us so many goddamn problems. We have to go through so many programs to, so many, so much shit to get the shit to work. We finally got it to work.
That motherfucker, that y'all see. Motherfucker ready to go to the studio, nah.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna back in a second, man.
Let me sit down. Yeah, everybody geeked and said, nah.
No shit, that should make you happy.
Yeah. You got all these artists now. They're ready to record and shit.
Go sit down, man. I got
to join right now. You should be sending dollar signs in your
What'd you say?
Jump in. Yeah,
I read.
Jump in on the
hole. $10 signs, way low.
Yeah, nothing but dollar signs sitting on this motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, it's how he blink his eyes, he can hear that noise.
You upgraded it, though. That's a car. Nope.
Okay.
Goddamn, way low.
Right, my bad, man. Hey, let me y'all get off here. I don't want to disrespect to stop y'all's show, so I'm going to say who's your boy entertainment. I'm out of here, Waylo, and I'm going to get that to y'all Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and set up this Pro Tools and we're going to get this party cracking, man.
All right, Sean,
I'll be looking for your, I'll be looking for your pictures. I forgot.
What you say?
All right, now look, I said I'm back. I said I'm about to get out of here. I ain't forgot about my pictures. I'll holler at y'all next Tuesday. Hit my box.
Hey, just make sure it's the right one. All
right. You hit me up so I know it's the right one.
He's on here.
All right. I don't want to get nobody else in trouble.
I got you.
All right. All right, y'all.
Give me a flag, Rob, nigga. I'll watch this motherfucker say the box.
All right. All right, now, Sean, you just got on the show. Let me ask you something. If a man ever said something to you to just, I mean, during sex, just something to just like, he just looked at you like, you just ain't doing it right.
You say, hey, he ever gave me a look like I wasn't doing it right?
Have he ever told you you wasn't doing something right? Like, maybe you might have went down on the game some head, and he like, nah, baby, get up that. You ain't doing this shit right.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Well, during sex, have you ever said, well, you know, pussy too dry or anything. I mean,
no, hell no, never in life.
Now, Father Time brought the question up. I mean, he said that we all perfect. What you call it? Perfect fuckers.
Perfect fuckers.
Wow, really? That's not true.
Hey, that's my point. That is my point.
But,
it's not true.
But usually, even if people don't like something that you're doing, they don't be bold enough to say it to your face during sex. That's the whole point. I mean, that's just really fucked up if they say it to your face.
Yeah, you real bad. Well, what if you hear it through a hearsay? What about hearsay? What about hearsay?
I mean, we all talked about people that wasn't good, but we wouldn't say it to their face.
I'll say for a motherfucker to say it to your face, like, get the fuck up, or Nick, what are you doing? Just stop. Don't even do no more.
That was practice.
It's
called practice. Practice makes perfect. I mean,
if you don't
want to
do something,
you keep practicing until you learn, right?
You
said you got right then. You got it right now, though, right?
Say that again, bro.
I said you got it right now. You good now, right?
Oh, for shizzle. Will you still say that nowadays? For sure.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, because
I mean, you know, hey, I'm surrounded by a perfect fucker, so what do I expect?
I mean, dog, it's not we perfect, man. It's just, like she said, somebody might have said something about me. I'm not saying that they haven't, but it just wasn't to my face. I've never experienced more just like, get your ass up. No, get the fuck up.
Well, I believe you, man. Right.
I mean, like we told you earlier, I mean, if you'd have studied the female anatomy a little bit longer than you studied yours, you probably would have. Can't get mad at me because you know what I'm saying? You studied your ins and outs all the damn time.
Hey, I ain't the only motherfucker that do it. Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
You're perfect. I forget. You don't do that. My bad.
I don't. I mean, don't get mad. I don't jack off. I mean,
I never said I was mad. I just said I forgot you don't do that. That's all
okay.
I said.
All right, now you said you ain't eat pussy until you was in your 20s.
Correct.
I find that belief, but I mean, you said it, so I'm okay, cool.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I am too.
I said okay, dog. I believe you, man.
I don't care if you do or don't.
This is perfect.
Now, that's you. You the one always claim you perfect.
Well, I'm perfect now, but I wasn't back then, and I can admit that. But I'm perfection right now.
Is that right?
That is correct, sir. Better ask somebody.
No, I don't even want to know.
It's my background, bro.
I know your background. That's the fucked up part. I know your background. That's the bad part.
Now, I'm perfect now, so it's a big difference.
Oh, okay. Well, don't say your background, because your background man, is a little sketchy.
Yeah, your application ain't that long now.
Right. It's like you got that big long-ass application. You know, your resume don't read the who's who.
That's bullshit. Don't get mad at me, man, because I just get into long-term relationships. Look at that, man. You slipping, dude. We got new callers, man.
Shit, I don't think you're a drink. sorry.
He's trying to tell jokes and shit. What's up, Sunshine?
Hey.
Hold on a second, Sunshine. Let me bring in another new caller. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Yeah. This is Sharita.
How you doing, Sharita?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I personally don't like it when I know some men, they take a few minutes. Don't get me wrong, I don't want somebody that's a few minutes, but I don't like it when a man has to take 6 hours to come either. So to me that's a turn off too.
Yeah.
So what,
and I don't want you to be in me all day long either. I mean, come on now, let's play the board now.
You know what, I'm glad you said that. So you know what, you all right. I have heard that. You take it too damn long. I heard, honestly, I'm glad you said that. So now, dog, I'm not perfect. Because in some cases, I took too long.
I mean, shoot, come on now. I don't want to be, it's like, come on, let's get it over with here now. I mean, geez, after, you know, like 20, 30, 40 minutes, come on now. Come on now.
So what if you're enjoying it? Don't you want him to go longer if you're enjoying it?
Well, not all damn night long. No.
Well, see, Sharita, I'm glad you brought that up. So, see, dog, because of Sharita, I'm not perfect because I've heard
right.
That.
I mean, don't be wrong. I mean, I don't want you to come in me in 2 minutes, but I don't want you to be in me, you know, I'm looking at the clock, you know, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I can respect that.
I want a happy
medium
here, you know what I'm saying? I just have to say that, you know.
And I'm glad you did. Because that made me feel like that now I'm less than perfect in his eyes.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Man, I swear, man, you sure be going hard in on me. Sunshine, what's happening, baby?
I'm just listening.
Okay,
y'all
brother.
Still need counseling.
I mean, nah, it's not that. I mean, he just, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I mean, I just admitted that, okay, that's one of my flaws. I might go too long.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
And are you one of those sweaters too? One of those that gotta be sweating all over the place?
Oh no, I don't sweat, baby. You never see me sweat.
Oh, I can't
stand
that.
You say what? Well, I mean, I ain't finna be sweating all over you. But then again, it all depends on the room temperature. But nah, you ain't just see me doing this. Like, you just gonna be sweat dripping, dog. I mean, all the time, do you do a lot of sweating?
Nah, man. No, I don't.
You know what? I'm not gonna even ask you no more questions, man, because you feel a lot of tension when I ask you questions now. You know what I'm saying? I feel a lot of tension off this.
The hostile.
Yeah, you know, everything I say to him, nah, he want to give me these old one-word answers. Nah, motherfucker. Nah. Hey, man.
Well, I answered your question, man. And I see man Wick always got something to say. You always got to throw your 2 cents in, huh?
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
But that 2 inches of hard dick got a lot of practice in it.
He was like all around.
Damn you.
What's up, Sunshine? What's going down with you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
I make an effort to speak to you every time you call the show, and you see I brought you on immediately, but he was bullshitting. You see I brought you in immediately.
Man, I was fixing me a drink, shit. I'm sorry, Sunshine, but shit, I'm drinking.
He trying to tell you.
I already say.
Alright, well, Sunshine, let us ask you. I mean, have any man ever said anything derogatory to you?
A lot of men have said something derogatory to me. What you mean? Referring to sex, no?
Yeah, I mean as far as sexually.
Oh, Talking shit, yeah.
I guess it's
now,
what
about Sharita? Anybody ever told you anything derogatory during sex?
What do you mean? Like cussing me out during sex?
Yeah,
no,
man,
he
had
bad sex
or something. Yeah, he might have been changed up, right, or your pussy too dry. I mean, have you ever heard any insults like that?
No.
Two more perfect fuckers.
Yo, what you got against that?
You ever thought, baby, it's just you?
No.
No,
they just
complain
I don't want it enough.
Wait,
oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I was told there was something wrong with me.
Why?
Because my sex drive is too high. No, because I wanted too much.
That don't sound like a problem. That sounds like he got a problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the problem is at that. Do you take the pills, Sunshine? The Lady Viagra pills?
Maybe I should borrow a couple.
I wouldn't even know where to get them from. No.
I mean, they make them. From what we were saying earlier, they make them.
I heard what y'all was saying, but that's just how I am naturally.
What about you, Sharita? You ever took a Lady Viagra pill?
No. But I guess some of the guys I've been with probably thinks I probably should take them because my sex drive sometimes not that high. I have to be in a really good mood.
Okay, so when you say not that high, I mean, how often do you feel like, okay, what do you feel is sufficient?
Well...
Two, three, four, five times a week.
Well, it depends on the week. It depends on my mood, I guess.
All right,
know.
So on the average, what do your mood consist of? Two, three times a week?
Sometimes once, sometimes not at all.
Not at all.
It depends on the week.
Hold on, y'all. Let's bring in a new call. We got another call to the show. Call, what's happening? Who is this?
Oh, this is Sean. I got disconnected.
No, you hung up.
No, I didn't.
Hey, she got disconnected. You know, you hung your damn phone up.
What had happened?
Nothing.
I got disconnected.
Yeah, shit, your phone hung up.
No, it didn't, for real.
Whatever. But anyway, no, you said none out the week?
Well, it depends. It depends on the week.
You on your period?
No.
I mean, well, what's stopping it? I mean, what's stopping us? I mean, shit.
Depends on how I feel that week.
Okay, Sharita, let's check. All right, let's just work with me, Sharita. You gonna work with me right quick?
Yep.
All right, check this out now. We hypothetically speaking, so you ain't gotta get upset about nothing. Okay.
If he makes me feel good, okay.
I come home from a hard day work. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's just say it's a Wednesday about 4:30. I'm feeling in the mood. Ain't no kids there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we basically there by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I took my shower. I got off work. I took my shower. I'm feeling that type of mood going on. I mean, you actually gonna turn me down?
Well, let's see. If I've done 18 haircuts, 20 haircuts, I'm probably feeling pretty tired myself. So depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Depends on how many customers I've dealt with that day and how they done got out my nerves.
Let's just say you had an average day. You had a regular day.
Okay, if I had a regular day, got some pretty good tips.
Hey,
you a stripper?
Wait, huh?
She cut hair, man.
But no, the sex depends on how good your tips are.
No.
Damn.
Better send somebody you know in there at least once a week, give a good ass tip there.
Right. Shit, I gotta say, I ain't Father Ty. Here's a 20, man. Just make sure you give her this 20 after it's over. Shit, you gave me the other 2 weeks. Slide her this 20. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm paying for your haircut. Just slide her the extra 20. Wow.
Okay. Sometimes my day at my work sometimes does affect the way I am at home. Sometimes.
No, you can't bring work home with you, baby. You can't do that. You cannot bring work home with you. You got a boyfriend?
Do I? Well, not at the moment, but I did, and that's probably why we broke up a little bit, probably about 10%.
Okay, can I ask where you live at?
Where do I live? In the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
You know what? Check this out. We here since we all about hooking people up. We all about hooking people up.
What Sin City? I heard Sin City's in a lot of places now. Sin City, what's that? Indiana or Nevada?
Yeah. We worldwide. We wherever you at. As a matter of fact, we got representatives in the Twin Cities right now. Got my man Wick on the phone. Wick, what's happening?
What's going down?
See, there we go. We got my man Wick. He representing the Twin Cities right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard. I got a girlfriend that dates somebody over in that area, I heard.
Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. We ain't the police here at Sin City. Now, hey, I'm pretty sure my man Wick, hey, he can make you want to cut hair and just have a smile on your face.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I'm just saying, all you got to do is hit, all I'm saying is that you got to hit sincity.spruce.com.
Sounds too real.
Right, I mean, because that's only because she ain't changed. She ain't met my man yet. You know what I'm saying? Hit sincity.spruce.com. Put your page on that. Look for my man Wick. He on that. We got people everywhere.
We actually got a new caller to the show, I think.
I ain't new.
I knew it.
I'm back.
That shit started back.
That damn way,
I had to get out the studio, man.
I thought you were trying to get me out. I got to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning. All right, wait, let me ask you a question. Now, Sharita just said that her sex time is affected by her job. Now, you being a man, I know you missed the scenario now, but how would you change? How would you get in the mood? You said it depends on what kind of tips you get at work if she going to give you some.
What kind of work did she do?
She cut hair.
she cut her, and that's affecting her sex life?
And it affects her sex life.
Not totally. Now, you guys are misunderstanding this a little bit now. Don't come off every day like that now.
You said maybe don't give them none at all. That's
okay,
that's
well, maybe
you
exaggerate
up.
A little bit now. Maybe, come on, now, this is grown out of proportion a little bit.
Because you have a bad day at work?
Well, sometimes, not all the time. You know, I haven't been in a serious relationship now for about 6 months. I mean, I've dated here and there, but, you know. And that wasn't the whole...
I got my man Wick. He's right there in Twin Cities waiting on you.
Okay.
Wait,
just because you're having a bad day at work don't mean you can't go home and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Relieve your own stress.
I always thought
sex
was a stress reliever. You know, maybe y'all having the wrong sex with the wrong people. Shit. I know I always come out with a smile.
Well, now you sound himself. He said he always come out with a smile. You can't leave
him with a smile. Oh, no, I make sure satisfaction guarantee or they money back. They money back, huh?
He said money back.
Damn, you got to pay?
I get free ones to some of them. The satisfaction guarantee or your money back.
You need a manager?
Got that money back guarantee.
Wait a minute. She said you need a manager.
She just need a manager.
I like that.
You know, I'm an accountant. I'm just asking, you know.
Yeah, that was Princess. That was all right.
Wow.
I don't know, manager take what? 40%?
If you let them. You know what? I'm going to stay out of that one. Sunshine, I'm going to stay out of your business. I'm gonna let you run that one.
40% is kind of high.
Hey, man, if you want to give up 40%, then hey.
No, I was asking.
Right, shut up. Right,
yeah, we're going to have to renegotiate that. Nah, they've been
damn it, don't mess with the church of money. God damn.
We got to renegotiate that.
I ain't say shit, though. That's
shit. Stay out my pocketbook.
That damn part of time.
My bad. Just blame me, shit. Fuck it.
My bad. Hey, I ain't know.
See, you in a bad mood, so you're going to fuck it up for everybody.
I just said 40 to low. You should be pushing 40, man. 43, 44, man, if you really want to get those clients, dog. You can put you on Craigslist and all that good shit, man. She take 43, I'll take 25 for the advertising. Shit, we good.
I'm not lucky I can do all of that.
Look at that. You see that sometimes. Nigga always try to get in the business. Nigga always trying to get into your business.
I got all of that handled. I can make business cards, flyers. I can do it all.
Shit, y'all.
What
you say?
Hey, Tommy, we got our own personal accountant here, man. We good or not?
For sure.
You talking making that Howard Stern money? Shit is good.
Hey, but you gotta stop with the attitude, man. You had attitude all night.
Man, I ain't
nope,
got no.
I've been
attitude.
Working on that.
But you know what?
Nobody was talking about me.
I know what you need to do, man. I know what you need to do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You'll be all right.
He broke his arm. That's what's wrong with him.
Did I say no? Oh shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, nigga.
You can't switch it.
hey, y'all don't know, he Father Time injured his arm, so you know what, Wick, I've been wondering what the fuck he been so antsy about.
He can't get no stress relief on.
That's what the okay. All right. I understand now. Okay. All right, man. I feel your pain now.
I got a question.
What's up?
Okay. Because I got called the pervert and got told that they was going to call the police on me. It's my husband, y'all. But look, okay, I'm on my cycle right now, right? So when I'm on my cycle, I get super horny. So I told him, you know, that he needs to be exercising, getting stretched out like he, you know, finna participate in the Olympics because when I come off, I'm a rape his ass. But he said it was, that wasn't right. I shouldn't have said that to him. So would y'all get offended if a female told y'all she was going to rape the fuck out of you?
Depending on how you said it. What you looking with, you said you're on your cycle, so was you looking like you was about to, your hair was all wild and you had to fire
right.
Your
like old girl from I'm going to get you sucker.
You know what I'm saying? You had to put some on your
mouth.
Hell nah, that scared the shit out of me too.
Oh, my hair was never looking wild. I'm doing my hair now. I always keep it tight for my husband. Got to. I give him a new female to come home to every weekend.
I wouldn't take it
a scary way. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, nah. I'd be looking up on a female to rape me, shit. Wake me up, sucking me off. That's beautiful.
So y'all don't have a problem with it?
No.
I mean, because I don't care if he have a problem with it or not. I'm still going to do it if he not willing. But that
was now. Whoa. If he's not willing now, that is rape.
But what he going to say? My wife raped me? We married. He can't. Whatever.
That means,
there,
hey, I just
want
to
say.
It was this lady that just took her husband to court because she didn't want to have sex with him and he took the pussy. And now he in jail and they about to get divorced. And they married.
Oh, man. You can't charge rape on your husband. I mean, unless he wants to brutally beat her.
Nah, man, you can, man. If they say no, man, you're supposed to stop.
Now, it was one situation that I saw that the husband, he beat the shit out of her and raped her.
Yeah, now,
he beat her ass and took the pussy. That's a whole different scenario.
Different. Yeah.
Man, he just spread them legs and just put the pussy to it. I'm trying to understand why. I mean, why be stingy?
Thank you. That's my point exactly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sunshine. I'll come and testify for you, okay? I'll be a character witness. I'll be a character witness for you.
Man, look here. That nigga called the police on me. It's going to be a murder, too.
You going to rape him and murder?
Damn, if he called the police, hell yeah. If I'm going to jail, give me a good reason to go. Fuck that.
Say satisfied.
I agree with what you said. I mean, goddamn. You call him rape on some shit like that because he got a little bit while you was asleep. Shit, you're a rollover, take it, don't your ass back.
I mean, what
you know what,
though?
That's what I told him. I said, if you in the mood and I'm asleep, do what you do, I'll wake up.
Hell yeah, you don't wake up.
But was he serious when he told you that? Was he serious?
At some point, you gotta wake up.
If y'all don't hear from me in a minute, then y'all will know he was serious, but I'm going to test it and find out.
That's fucked up.
girl, take that dick. Girl, take that dick. Do what you do.
I'm still going to be watching the news the next couple of days.
Alright, man. So you ain't never took the pussy.
Yeah, but that's different though. Her situation, the way she described it, is different.
What's different?
How's it different?
Because if he actually said no and meant it, that's what he meant. You can't just take
okay.
It.
Look, I'm gonna explain the difference for you. For a woman, you could just run up in her whether she wants you to or not. For a man, you have to get hard in order to be raped. So I feel that if you get hard, then that means you turned on and you want it too. So therefore, there is no rape case.
Yeah, as soon as you put your
mouth
on,
when I go to court, that's going to be my argument.
So when you put your mouth on,
I mean,
you're
going to
be hard.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, after it's over, you're going to be sitting there holding the sheets crying, talking about you didn't have to do me like that. I mean, really.
Exactly. And I'm not gonna get no attorney, and my defense gonna be, did you or did you not bust a nut?
Man, that goddamn father tag will be looking for a square. Hey, what my new ports? I can't find my new ports. God damn it, what my new ports? I need a square right now. What?
Hey, I'm just trying to save a 911 call, man. That's all. You know, what I'm saying?
No,
everybody on the planet views that differently. You know what I'm saying? If that man say no in a minute,
he didn't marry her. He know what the fuck she gonna do. He gonna be looking at, do he smoke?
Yeah.
Do he smoke? All right, well, there you go. He gonna be for the same thing, baby. Pass me a Newport.
Exactly.
You know, he might talk some shit like, you know I gotta go to work in the morning. That was fucked up. But the nigga finna go to sleep.
I go
She cut that goddamn light on later on that night. That motherfucker gonna be over there like a baby thumb in his mouth, like,
yeah,
that was great.
That
was great.
Right.
No,
that's
not what's gonna happen. He gonna open that motherfucking
sure.
window. We're gonna stop him.
He's a punk if you do that. I'm pretty sure you ain't marrying no punk.
No.
Well,
no,
let me ask you a question.
Handle me.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know too many men that turned down a piece of ass in the middle of the night. I don't know. So hold on a second. Sunshine, let me ask you a serious question. If he actually told you that, then, I mean, I understand that you married everything, you took vows and everything, but why you just want to go somewhere else?
What?
That will give it to you willingly. Why would you know what I'm saying?
I'm not coming to knock on your door, Father Time.
No, I'm not scared of me.
He's just saying.
I'm just saying. I mean, but wouldn't that be easier?
No.
You actually going to tell her to cheat?
That's not what I'm saying.
The main person that's against all of that, you telling me to do something that you totally against.
After a while, you get tired of having to beg for it. Thank you.
I don't beg for it.
Did you not just feel what I said? I like the forcefulness. I like the forcefulness. So, that don't bother me that I have to. There's not too many women that jump off the sex either, though. Wait a minute, hold on one second. Did we just hit Janine say something about, oh, you get, come on, how many men you done raped?
Right.
Come on, now.
What you say?
I don't know
what you was even commenting for.
Right, because I know you. I'm pretty sure a dick can't even stay next to you without you. Like, oh, look at what I got here.
Right.
Like, you know.
Let him tell you no.
What I'm saying is,
let him tell you no.
What I'm saying is if he keep telling me no, I am going to go somewhere else. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I will take it. I will take it. I'm not saying I won't, but after a minute, I'm going to get tired of him because then what are you saying?
No, that's not the thing. He's not telling her no. She just, he might go to sleep. She just said, fuck it, I'm going to take me some.
But she said he's telling her that that's right.
I don't give a damn what he's telling me it is. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
He's just talking shit. Girl, that's right. Come on, do it again.
Exactly.
Shit, yeah, gotta be beat. Girl, you raped me last night. Hey, I'll be laying that butt naked, waiting with one eye open looking at you.
Come on. He's been knowing me since we were kids. He know how I am. So it's not like that's a surprise for him. He know that my sex drive is extremely high. So it's not a surprise for him. And it's not the first time that I done took it. He always tell me he confused and felt a little abused afterwards, but he still be smiling.
Yeah, as well as he should. Shit, I mean, hell, I'm going to tell you that. Girl, you raped me last night. Well, damn, nigga, why you taking your boxes off? Oh, shit. Ain't no sense of you ripping them off twice.
Hey,
my
ex used to go out with her girls. My ex would be like, hey, can I go out? I was like, yeah, you know, go do what you're going to do. Because I already know she going to come home. She going to be full of that goddamn juice. And she going to be horny as hell. And before she even get home, I'm already in the bed naked waiting on her.
When she get in
around about 2:00, she gonna wake me up, and it's on. Cause half the time she don't even wake me up; she just get on top.
Right, half the time, I hear it coming anyway. Ooh, here she comes. Ooh, here she comes.
Getting excited.
Hey,
y'all know y'all be in the window looking for them head like, ooh, there they go, okay. And run to the room, stripping out your clothes like, here she comes.
Damn right, that's when we take our drawers off and act like we just been sleep naked.
Yep.
I ain't feel like putting no drawers on. I got out the shower, that's all. Nah, I
wasn't
waiting on you.
The only thing I didn't like is she be drunk as hell and her breath be funky as fuck. It's like goddamn alcohol and shit.
But
and
you work fast.
Oh, yeah. I kiss her right back. I know the sex about to be off the motherfucking chain.
I'm just saying I don't want to be the one raping him all the time. I want to be raped sometimes too.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Oh yeah, he don't have no problem doing that.
No.
I mean, I've never told him no, ever.
Mm-hmm. Once you get married, no, without the question. No, it's not even enough.
Never told him not when we were dating.
So let me ask y'all a question. Y'all talking all this rape stuff. So do y'all want him to come in there with a mask on?
Hey, listen to that. You talking to Father Ty because he gonna take it to that extra level.
He gonna choke the shit out of you too.
No, ain't no choking. Ass and everything. Because
he ain't never did it before. He gonna choke her.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He gonna start punching and kicking and biting.
Oh, hell.
I'm just saying, I got a couple of different color ski masks. I'm just wondering what's their favorite color.
Hey, I don't know about the whole ski mask thing, because he might think it's a burglar for real and fuck around and shoot your ass. You know?
I'll be around there tonight. Now, the trick is don't let nobody else know. Don't let them know. Your ass come too late. She talk about, what you doing? You trying this again? This motherfucker, you like, what the fuck?
So she done called the police on you.
Right. Well, nobody else. Hey, man, I'm gonna go about 1 o'clock. This motherfucker that went at 11:45. Hey, all he said is
it's like
he ain't said shit. She's like, you ain't saying nothing. You playing this part to the T. He put the shit out your old lady. You done creeped in that. Come on now, time.
Guess who it's gonna be? That's gonna be weak ass and crept in there early.
Oh, well, I gotta be weak. I gotta be weak.
Cause you're gonna be one of the ones he done told.
He didn't set his alarm.
He gonna figure out his alibi to tell Father Time he gotta leave. Hey man, they just called me into work. I gotta go in early, man. This is some bullshit.
Oh y'all, this thing, bro.
Oh,
yeah. Right though, when I find out though, it's gonna be some shit.
Hey, you go call us. You tell us, hey man, the strangest motherfucking thing happened last night. Oh yeah.
You don't say, huh? What happened?
Right. I'm in jail, goddammit, I'm in jail.
You in jail? What the fuck you doing in jail?
Oh, that, because he didn't rape me.
That jack man, he just took the shit.
This part of the plan. She playing this shit to the T.
Oh,
get off me, time. I said, all right. Oh, yeah, you playing this shit real good. He just started pinning it down.
Vane had a chronicle about that. The pussy bandit.
That's some fucked up shit. That nigga needs to get shot.
That is fucked up.
Hey, you didn't know, you couldn't tell it wasn't me. I mean, I just felt Nick. I didn't know what to do. Hey, you know you're gonna be. What position he had you in, doggy style? I had no fucking much. That guy didn't. Nope. He didn't handcuff her so she can't touch him. This ain't the same stroke technique. What the hell going on?
Can he try something different?
Right.
Okay.
Well, hell, it's supposed to be a rape.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, she didn't get a rape. No, well, more like molested.
She should figure out it wasn't him if the damn dick size was different.
Maybe he had a surgery.
Yeah.
So maybe he took a pill.
Maybe he took a pill.
Oh, man.
All right, man. We coming down there. You're going to cut us off.
We 14 minutes over.
You said what, dog?
I say we 14 minutes over. You know they're going to cut us off.
Yeah, they cut us off. Man, they like, you some bitches just hard-headed.
Right.
Don't,
All right, Waylo, you got any last words, bro?
Nah, man. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy the show. Sorry about getting everybody in trouble.
All right, bet. Sheree, you got any last words?
Nope. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She heard.
Bye-bye.
She heard.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you got
your
last word?
What the fuck you
said? Bye-bye
like that.
When you set it up, don't tell Wick, because he's going to get that before you do.
And this woman,
I got my
good
GPS.
Yes,
my
they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Janine, you got any last words for us?
Oh, this is a good show. I had a lot of laughs. And I do really want to get right for real. That is for real.
You better quit saying that shit.
What'd you say?
I'll be traveling to Illinois on the low. Shit, I want to ring somebody too. Shit, you wouldn't know, motherfucker. Let's make it happen.
Bro, shit.
Oh, shit.
I know to get that 30 minutes earlier than you.
Than you though. Any last words, Wick?
Great show, fellas. Catch y'all next week. Peace.
All right. Any last words, man?
All right, you know me, SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Let's do this, man. Hey, hit the page up, hit the site up, put the pictures on, blogs, whatever. Hey, you know what? I see we had. Hey, I ain't gonna call out their name. Somebody from 219 area. They listen to the whole show. Hey. Glad you listen. All right, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. See y'all next week. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to us on the internet. We out. Peace, love, and hair grease. And I mean, peace, love, and soul. My man from Soul Train.
He did.
I know, that's why I'm giving him a shout out.
But he killed himself.
Still giving him a shout out. Soul Train was the shit. All right, y'all, we out.